Sporadic gunfire has been heard in Sudan's capital, Khartoum, despite a new seven-day humanitarian ceasefire. Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces have been locked in a power struggle since mid-April. At least 850 people have been killed and more than a million have been forced from their homes in the conflict. Hiba Morgan has more from Omdurman.
Within the first few minutes of the ceasefire between the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army coming into effect, loud explosions were heard in the northern part of the capital, Khartoum, as well as in the southern part of the capital. We spoke to residents in East Nile, which is in the northeast of the capital, and they say that they were able to hear sporadic gunfire and heavy artillery, and that they can hear the sound of the fighter jets flying overhead. Now, that's all a violation of the agreement that was signed between the RSF and the Sudanese army. As per the agreement, fighter jets should not be flying overhead. There should be no heavy artillery being fired, especially in residential areas. And the RSF should vacate from hospitals, or at least allow hospitals to operate, as well as other facilities such as water and power plants to be fixed for people who have been cut off from power and water supplies to regain access to them. Many people here in the capital said that they were hoping that this ceasefire would hold, but they were very cautiously optimistic. They said that they were waiting to see what happens on Tuesday and Wednesday because they've seen how previous ceasefires between the RSF and the Sudanese army have played out. They want this ceasefire to hold because they want humanitarian aid to come in, especially after supplies in the market has depleted since the start of the conflict. But for now, people say that after hearing the fighter jets overhead and after hearing heavy artillery in parts of Khartoum, they're not sure if this ceasefire will actually hold or if it will end up like the rest of the ceasefires that have been previously agreed upon by both the rapid support forces and the Sudanese army. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Omdurman.